I just gotta say real quick, I don't deserve being up here. Anybody who is called to preach doesn't deserve to preach. I deserve to be in hell. I don't deserve to stand up here, tell you what I have, what God has given me tonight or today to preach to you. Before I start that, Peter, pray for us.
Amen. Father, thank you for this opportunity to speak to you. I thank you for this opportunity that Luke has to bring your word to us. I just ask that you bless him during this time and you bless us with your word. In your son's name I do pray. Amen.
So I was sitting in school. I had nothing to do, but my dad texted me. He's like, hey, Luke, you're preaching. I'm like, yeah, okay, LOL, that's funny. I'm not preaching, right? No. He texted me back, no, Pastor John told you you're preaching. I'm like, no way. What am I going to preach on? I hung up the phone. First thing came to mind, iniquity. That's what I'm going to preach on tonight, iniquity. Iniquity is what helped me. God showed me what that was me towards him, what I have done towards him. So I'm going to try to explain it, maybe try to preach about it. That's what I'm going to do. But I want to, what is iniquity? Well, iniquity is lawlessness, and lawlessness is sin. But lawlessness is that you know the law, but you still decide not to follow the law. That is called working iniquity. What is working iniquity? Well, it is when one strives to not follow the laws of God. You try to put forth, you're like, you know not to do this, but you still do it over and over again. That's working iniquity. So iniquity is done in the heart. Like when your mom or dad asks you to go take out the trash, but in your heart you backtalk them. And you do not do what they say. You're not honoring your parents, and that is part of the Ten Commandments. In Matthew 15:4 it says, "For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death." In this verse it is saying, if you do not honor your parents, you will die. Yes, you will die physically and spiritually. So please turn with me to Leviticus 5:14, please. Leviticus 5:14. Hey, Randy, I just want to let you know, it's between 13 and 15, okay? You got that? There you go. Just want to make sure you got that. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, if the soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance, ignorance.
That's right.
In the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for a trespass offering unto the Lord a ram without blemish, out of the flocks with thy estimation by shekels of silver and the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And you jump down to verse 17, it says, and if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wist it not, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. In this verse, God is saying, if you sin out of ignorance, you still have to bear your iniquities. So if you don't know this and God shows you it, then you get it right with God. You might not know what you've done until God shows you that. When he shows you that, get it right with God. Don't let it keep going. It will hurt you in the long run.
Amen.
Now please turn with me to 1 Samuel 15:23. 1 Samuel 15:23. In 1 Samuel 15:23 it says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king. Now, there's a couple of verses before this. It's talking about Saul. And in one of the it's talking about Saul, and the Lord told him to destroy the Amalekites. And they had, but he decided to listen to the people and not destroy anything. He kept the animals to sacrifice unto the Lord. But, and that verse is showing what we just read. It says it's showing Saul's iniquity, which is shown at stubbornness and witchcraft because the lawlessness in his heart towards the word of God. Now please turn with me to Job 31:3. Job 31:3. In Job 31:3 it says, It is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment of workers of iniquity. In this verse, if you're a worker of iniquity, you will be destroyed with a strange punishment. And that strange punishment is something you have never been through. It could be something way outlandish. You've never had this kind of punishment. You're not used to it. When it happens, you're going to be caught off guard. And it's going to be horrible. Now, please turn me to Psalms 107:17. Psalms 107:17. In Psalms 107:17, it says, "Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted." This verse is talking about when you're doing something, you get afflicted. That means, I think you're getting convicted about this. And you're getting afflicted over and over by your transgressions and your iniquities. It's telling, I think God is putting in your heart that still small voice saying, "This is wrong. You should not be doing this." I'm thinking that's what I think. I could be wrong, but to me, that's what I'm thinking, that what that verses mean. And now turn with me to Job 22, verse 5. Job 22, 5. In Job 22, 5, it says, "Is not wickedness great, and thy iniquities infinite?" In this verse, it's saying your wickedness is bad, but your rebelliousness is in our heart is never ending. That's what it's saying.
It's good.
Yeah, that just sounds really good. Okay, I'll just roll with that. It's saying this: your wickedness is bad, but your iniquity is like your rebelliousness. It will never end until you get it right with God. That's, I believe, what that verse is saying. Please turn with me to Matthew 7:23. Matthew 7:23. Matthew 7:23 says, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." God is saying, we knew what we did, and we still decided to do that. God knows that. He knows you did that, and you decided to do that. You sinned. You haven't come to Him. You haven't repented. What is your punishment for that? Hell. That's your punishment. You didn't come and confess that to Him. You're not saved. You didn't change your life from iniquity to Him. You have changed. So that verse is saying that He will throw you in hell because you have not listened to the laws He has given you. Please turn me to Isaiah 32:6. Isaiah 32:6. In Isaiah 32:6 it says, "For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty of the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail." In this verse, it's saying that whoever is doing this is trying their best to go against God, not to follow His laws. He doesn't care about it. He knows not to do this, but he still does it anyway. And that's working iniquity in that verse. He's showing that the person who keeps on doing that, he just doesn't want to stop. He enjoys being there. Now please turn with me to Deuteronomy 32:4. Now, I'm going to transition from what iniquity is into the hope of Jesus Christ, what he has done for our iniquities. In Deuteronomy 32:4, it says, "He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." It is saying in that verse, God is perfect. He's so perfect, he doesn't have iniquity in him. If we thought iniquity is good, don't we think God would have it too? But God doesn't have it because it's not right. We don't have it, so we shouldn't do it. If God says something, it's not right, we shouldn't do it. But we still decide to do it because we think we're right and God's wrong. We know better than him. We're prideful. I mean, I can say that. I know I am. I can say for my dad because he says it all the time. I mean, I can say for two people right there. I don't know about the rest of you. I mean... And second, please turn me to 2 Chronicles 19, verse 7. 2 Chronicles 19, 7. And it says, "Wherefore now, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord." Let me repeat that one more time. No iniquity with the Lord. Our God, no respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. This verse is also saying, another verse in the Bible saying, he has no iniquity. That's two of them. Let's see how many more we can find. Please turn with me to Job 34:10. In Job 34:10 it says, "Therefore, hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity." In this verse, it's saying God does no wickedness and no iniquity. That's pretty simple. That's pretty simple to understand. God doesn't do wickedness. He doesn't do iniquity. I think we can all do that. It's pretty simple. But we still decide not to do it. We still do our own path. We like to do our own way, but if we do no wickedness and we do not commit iniquity, we're serving God. We're doing the laws that he has asked. Now please turn with me to Acts 3:26. Acts 3:26. In Acts 3:26 it says, "Unto you first, God, having raised up a son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities." God sent Jesus Christ to help us turn from our iniquities to him. He went and died on the cross for our iniquities. And I had to personally say, I thank God for him taking my iniquities away. I mean, I still struggle with it, but he has forgiven me from that. So I can turn away from the iniquities to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
1 John 3:34. Please turn me into 1 John 3:3-4. 1 John 3:3-4. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man, he that hath this hope in him, purifieth himself, even as he is pure." And this verse is saying, if we continue to purify ourselves, that is meaning that we get rid of our sin and our iniquities, we will purify ourselves. If the Lord shows us that if we get rid of our iniquities and sin, we will be pure just like him when that verse it says. He is pure. Doesn't have iniquities in him. If we get rid of those sin iniquity and iniquities, we'll be pure. In Hebrews 18:12 it says, "For I will be merciful to the unrighteous and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. And in Titus 10:17 it says, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Amen.
He had died for us, and he says he will not remember them. We still do them, but he has put them away after we have turned from our iniquities to him. He decided to say, Luke, I see no more iniquities. You're forgiven. I've forgiven you.
Amen.
Follow me. Thank you.
Amen.
Now please turn with me to 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. After we turn from our iniquities, this is what we should do to help us for the lost and saved still. It says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It says right there, he'll forgive us from all our iniquities and sin right there. If we just turn from our ways to his ways. So in closing, we have learned that iniquity is rebellion in your heart. That lawlessness is that each and every one of us has, whether saved or unsaved. We are born with that iniquity, which is part of our sin nature. We all have a sin nature, so we all do iniquity. People are like, oh, I don't do iniquity. You do iniquity. We all do it. I mean, I know I do. I mean, I think everybody else does it here too.
Yeah.
So turn with me one more time to 2 Timothy 2:19. 2 Timothy 2:19. Okay. 2 Timothy 2:19, and it says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth that knowing them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. We need to depart from iniquity. We need to confess and repent and turn from our ways to the Lord's ways. He shows us in our heart our iniquity. I just gotta say, what iniquity is in your heart today? What do you need to get right with Jesus Christ? And in Titus, it says, Titus 2:13-14, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto him a peculiar people, zealous and of good works. Thank you.
Amen.
Go out there. You did real well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. It's going to be interesting to see the progress
That's right.
that Luke makes.